This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, September 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Blame trading on farm bill. Treasury pushed on 45Z rules, and lawmakers have questions on Chinese drones. Lawmakers trade blame for farm bill stalemate. Some House Republicans say they hope the farmer fly-ins this week will spur action on the farm bill, although there's no sign of a breakthrough between the House and Senate, and time is fast running out. The House Ag Committee's bill still has a funding gap that needs to be fixed, but some committee Republicans said yesterday that the Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow should make the next move. Representative Dusty Johnston of South Dakota said, "Takes two to tango, and right now we don't have a dance partner." But House Ag Democrat Jasmine Crockett of Texas said she believes the only option will be another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. "We can't get anything done in this session," Crockett said. "The fact that we can't stand up and make sure that our farmers, as well as everyone who eats, which is all of us, are taken care of, just tells you how bad we've devolved." Hog producers press for Prop 12 fix. Members of the National Pork Producers Council are joining row crop producers on Capitol Hill this week, urging lawmakers to make progress on a new farm bill. One of the group's top priorities is a legislative fix to California's Proposition 12, which sets housing standards for laying hens and sows. NPPC President Lori Stevemer said the group is concerned the ballot initiative would lead to a patchwork of production regulations across the country. She says the uncertainty is what's really weighing on people's minds. Vilsack notes reference price benefit disparity in House bill. Reference price increases in the House Farm Bill disproportionately benefit a small number of growers of rice, cotton, and peanuts, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told members of the National Farmers Union yesterday, citing an analysis from the majority on the Senate Agriculture Committee. Vilsack said the House bill's changes would provide far more money to rice farmers than to corn and soybean growers. "Can there be increases to reference prices? For sure, but not at a point where it creates circumstances where you have to take money from the nutrition programs or where you have to deal with budget gimmicks," Vilsack said. Treasury pushed to prioritize domestic feedstocks for 45Z credit. Lawmakers are calling on the Treasury Department to ensure the new 45Z clean fuels tax credit is limited to products made from domestic feedstocks. In a letter, more than 40 lawmakers say the 45Z guidance should be issued ahead of its January 1 statutory deadline. Additionally, Treasury should make it clear that the credit only applies to biofuels produced from domestic feedstocks, according to the letter. The lawmakers say existing state low-carbon fuel standards and the federal 40B tax credit drive demand for foreign tallow and used cooking oil over domestic feedstocks, putting American farmers and processors at a disadvantage. The National Oilseed Processors Association and the American Soybean Association say failing to limit the credit to domestic suppliers will continue to incentivize foreign feedstocks. "Making certain that 45Z is limited to domestic feedstocks will ensure that this important tax credit is implemented as intended in support of the American farmer, processor, and the U.S. taxpayer," that NOPA President and CEO Kaylee Takacs-Buller in a statement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers seek briefing on Chinese-manufactured agricultural drones. 13 House Republicans want a briefing from USDA and Homeland Security officials regarding the use of Chinese-manufactured drones for agricultural purposes. In the letter, the lawmakers say the U.S. has imported thousands of spray drones manufactured by the Chinese drone company DJI, which has also been classified by the Defense Department as a Chinese military company. The lawmakers argue in the letter, quote, the risk of these DJI agricultural spray drones being manipulated to carry out an attack in the United States cannot be ignored. The lawmakers also say the data collected by the drones could be weaponized by the CCP to gain access into granular level detail on the stability and condition of the U.S. agriculture sector. America's food supply cannot rely on technology that is manufactured and controlled by China. Settlements reached in meat company wage fixing case. More meat companies have settled claims that they conspired to fix wages without admitting liability. The law firm of Higgins Berman announced yesterday it had reached settlements with the National Beef Packing Company for $14.2 million, Cargill Meat Solutions Corporation for $29.75 million, and Hormel Foods Corporation for $13.5 million. If approved by a federal court in Colorado, that would bring the total amount of settlements in the wage-fixing case to about $200 million. Tyson, JBS, American Foods, Seaboard Foods, and Purdue have all settled. Lawmakers ask EPA to look at benefits of acephate. Missouri Republican Representative Mark Alford and several lawmakers are urging EPA to take more time before canceling all but one use of acephate. EPA said in April that the organophosphate insecticide poses dietary risks. But Alford and fellow lawmakers, including Republican Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin and Democrat Don Davis of North Carolina, say EPA needs to look closely at the benefits of the chemical. It is used on cotton, soybeans, peanuts, and citrus, the lawmakers note in a letter. EPA would allow it only to be used for tree injection. We believe it is essential that the EPA allow adequate time for the development and review of additional data being developed by registrants and other stakeholders that seeks to address EPA's concerns and allow for continued use of this critical tool, lawmakers say. Cantaloupes recalled in five states due to possible salmonella contamination. An Arizona company has recalled 224 cases of whole cantaloupe due to potential salmonella contamination. Eagle Produce LLC, based in Scottsdale, Arizona, initiated a recall of cantaloupes distributed in Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, Texas, and Virginia last month. Routine sample testing in Michigan detected salmonella in a retail cantaloupe, triggering the recall. So far, no illnesses have been reported, according to an FDA notice. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, September 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.